Are you tired of feeling bloated and sluggish after a carb-heavy meal? Do you miss the taste and texture of rice but want to avoid those pesky carbs? Well, have no fear, because the latest health craze is here. Pumpkin stem fried rice. Yes, you read that right. The stem of a pumpkin. The part that usually gets tossed in the compost bin or fed to the neighborhood squirrels is now being hailed as the holy grail of low-carb alternatives. And what better way to enjoy it than in a stir-fry with some veggies and protein? According to some self-proclaimed health gurus, pumpkin stem fried rice has zero carbs and tastes, sort of like rice. It's a win-win for those who want to enjoy a satisfying meal without sacrificing their waistlines. But let's be real here, folks. Pumpkin stem fried rice is not exactly the most appetizing sounding dish out there. I mean, who in their right mind would think, hey, let's chop up some pumpkin stems and pretend it's rice? It sounds like something a broke college student would come up with after raiding their pantry for ingredients. And let's not forget the texture. I can only imagine it's like chewing on a bunch of crunchy twigs. Yum. Sign me up for that. But wait. It gets better. Some proponents of pumpkin stem fried rice claim that it's not only a low-carb alternative but also a superfood. Yes. You heard that right. The humble pumpkin stem is now being touted as a cure-all for everything from acne to cancer. I'm sorry, but I highly doubt that eating pumpkin stems is going to magically clear up my skin or ward off cancer. Maybe if I rubbed them all over my body and chanted some mystical incantations. But that's a whole other story. So, if you're looking for a healthy alternative to carbs and starches, you could try pumpkin stem fried rice. But let's be real here, folks. It's not going to taste like rice, no matter how much soy sauce you add. And it's not going to cure all your ailments, no matter how much you wish it would. In conclusion, pumpkin stem fried rice is just another ridiculous health craze that's probably going to fade away in a few months. So, instead of trying to turn vegetables into fake carbs, let's just embrace the real thing in moderation and enjoy our meals without all the hype and gimmicks.